And good morning. I'm Brooke Allen. It is 7:30, and thanks so much for being with us. On the phone right now is Lansing Mayor Andy Shore. And good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
And I know you're super busy, and I'm sure you're super tired, but a lot of improvement on this Monday morning for Lansing.
Yeah, no, it's been quite a week, but we're seeing the floodwaters recede, which is good news. And as soon as the water was back in the banks and the rivers and the Red Cedar and in the Grand River, we were able to throw on our pumps and pump water out of the streets. So we're seeing all roads are back open, and that's good news. You know, we have to do damage assessment for homes and businesses and debris cleanup and everything else, but roads are now passable, and people are able to go back to their homes and kind of take stock of what flooding is in their basement, if any, or water, and start to kind of move on. But things are getting better, and that's good news.
So do you have any official count of the homes or businesses affected by the floods, or is it way too early to know that?
We're doing damage assessment now. So we started over the weekend. We just announced last night, which you probably got the release, that the roads are all open. I believe our last road was over at by Potter Park Zoo in Pennsylvania. We were able to pump the water out, so the roads are all open. So we're doing all that damage assessment now. I mean, you have to really cross all the I's and dot all the T's when you get the information to our governor here to see if he will declare a state of emergency, and then to FEMA as they assess to see what resources they're willing to bring. So we're going through all of that. But I think it was, honestly, I think it was less than it would have been had we not taken proactive measures. So that's a good thing. We put the barrier up at Kalamazoo under 127, and I think that saved a lot of homes in the Urbandale East Side area. So we're still assessing.
So as far as neighborhoods go, was Urbandale the hardest hit?
You know, I don't know if that's the case. I think there were several that had flooding. Urbandale, it was hit, but it didn't go as far in as it would have had we not put the barrier up. So, you know, there were several neighborhoods that were really hit. When you look at Sycamore Park over by the zoo, Lindbergh into that area, they were pretty hard hit. Up on Tecumseh River Drive, they were pretty hard hit. Beach, just south of the highway, they had standing water, they had coming into their basements. So I think there were the seven or eight neighborhoods that we identified early on as potentials, as low points. They were all, you know, sizably hit. I think any of those neighbors would say that they had flooding, they had water in their basements coming in from the rain, coming in from our water systems being overwhelmed. So I think they were all kind of equally hit around, and I think we were able to prevent some of that in Urbandale, which is good news.
You know, Katie Cook reported that several people along Beach Street never heard from anyone in the city. So is that something that you've heard or that you'll look into?
We were there. We sent people there with flyers. I was there twice. I went to look at it twice and, you know, said hi to some neighbors that were on the porch over by our facility, by where the city's facility is. But it got flyered. I'm not sure if it was once or twice, but we flyered in advance. It was in the press release that you probably got two or three times after the rain stopped and before the floods came. We identified that area, that neighborhood. So we put out a lot of information. If people didn't see the flyer or didn't, you know, we knocked on every door if they weren't home, or if they didn't see the flyer or the information on their door, then I apologize. But we did, I think, everything we could within each of the eight neighborhoods to get the word out in advance to evacuate. And then after the fact now, we're still sending volunteers out to make sure that people know what they can do to clean up.
And have you had a lot of other people volunteer to help with this effort?
We have had many volunteers, many people who volunteered to help. We've had, you know, when it first started, we had many of our first responders and what's called our CERT team. It's the Citizen Emergency Response Team. On Saturday, we had about, I don't know, maybe 20 or so volunteers go out in the neighborhoods with information packets. I was there to with them, and so we sent them off, and so we've had quite a few volunteers. We have people who are offering money, and we're sending them to the Red Cross. We have people who are offering food and clothing, and we're sending them to the local Goodwills who are helping out people in need. So we have a lot of people offering, and we are kind of focusing their efforts, pointing them where to go. It's been a great citizen response in Lansing.
So what about the shelter? Has that closed yet, or is that still open?
I believe it's closing today. We had 9 people on the first day, only 5 spent the night, and we really only had 2 as of yesterday because they were renters and the house was not ready to go back in. So I believe it's shutting down today, and those 2 people are being put up in a hotel until they can get back into their house, which we expect in the next few days. So, you know, the shelter did its job. They had the resources that they needed. The Red Cross ran it and did a great job. We had to cancel some basketball leagues and things like that. But, you know, it was worth it to put the cots out and have people a place to stay and sleep as they were out of their houses.
Right. Well, better to have the option than not have the option.
That's exactly right. We also had backups at Guyer Park, and we had some churches. So we had the options. We were ready. And like you said, better to be prepared and not need it than to be unprepared. And we were prepared.
So let's talk about the state or federal disaster assistance. What happens now as far as you mentioned FEMA? So what yep. exactly is going on?
Well, we will do our disaster assessment, as will many of the other communities throughout the state. There are several communities that were hit hard up and down the Grand River. We heard about Kalamazoo. We heard about a few others, several others. So we will all do assessment and then, in essence, request of the governor to declare a state emergency, and if he does that, then that goes up to the president at the FEMA, and they make a decision. My understanding is there are FEMA people already on the ground here that are doing their own assessments. You know, we give them pictures and show them kind of all of the damage, and then they will do kind of a dollar evaluation from that. It's not like we say, hey, we need X dollars to fix this or this. We just show them the problem, and they do their own dollar evaluation. So if the governor declares a state of emergency, then FEMA will come in and decide if if they believe that there are resources to be given for that emergency.
And you, of course, a new mayor. And what do you think of this experience? How have you handled this? I know you said you were pretty tired. So what do you take away from all of this? Personally,
I take away that the city of Lansing has a fantastic emergency response team and emergency management operation. You know, we were ready on the ground. We proactively declared emergency and had all the tools in place. I think we were ready. I think we did everything we could do in advance, and I think we're doing everything we can do now. I mean, the team is fantastic, and for me, it was just about kind of quarterbacking it. But all of our people were there. All of our first responders, all of our city employees, all of our residents. You know, as mayor, I can't turn up the spigot and make it stop raining, but we can be ready and prepared if something like this comes. And I think we did a great job. I am tired. You know, we canceled a lot of things Thursday and Friday. I went out and toured the sites. I was in the shelter. I was in the emergency operations center as all the reports, everything were coming in. You know, we decided to create the emergency. So it was a lot, but that's okay. That's part of the job, and that's what it takes to kind of be a leader in the community. So I'm proud of our efforts so far. I'm sure there are people who will have some complaints that they can bring to us, and we can always be better. But I've also heard just a ton of compliments for our people on how they were out in the community, how they were knocking doors, how they were helping people. So I think it was a great effort. We'll always strive to be better, but I think that it was a great effort.
So anything top of mind that you would do different?
Anything that I would do different? I think that we're looking to create what we're calling Serve Lansing. It's going to be, in essence, a citizen emergency response, or a citizen response really to all issues for volunteering. So I kind of look forward to buffering, to creating more of this, tapping into this volunteer, this need and want of people to volunteer. I want to centralize and focus that more. You know, we had a lot of volunteers, but we can always use more. So, I think that in the future, we will have an even better organized effort with more kind of people and more bodies out there to help. So, you know, we'll continue to work on that, strengthen our citizen force to make sure that they can help their neighbors.
Okay, thank you so much. And you did mention that people can still volunteer. So if they wanted to volunteer financially, that would be to the Red Cross?
Yes, yep. We're recommending people send dollars to the American Red Cross. If you go to their website, they have links and information, and it'll get to the folks locally here if they have clothes or canned food or whatever they want to donate. Then that goes to the Goodwill.
Okay, and most importantly,
our Goodwill is locally here.
Okay, and so most importantly, people who have sustained flood damage and they may need FEMA's help, or you know that paperwork is so intense. Where do they start?
Yeah, if they have internet, they can go right on the city's website. We have all the resources and information there that they can fill out. If not, they can call the city, call my office, and we can direct them to our public service folks who can get with them and get all that information.
Okay, thank you so much again. That is Lansing Mayor Andy Shore updating us on the flooding damage. And thank you so much, Mayor.
Great, thanks for having me.